Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Tes in Mesechah Shabbos. We begin the 101st daf in Shas. I mentioned previously that if we look back and say that all we have to do is do this a little bit more than 20 times 100 is 2,000, just a little bit more than that, we'll Be'ezer Hashem finish Shas. We pick up 7 lines from the bottom, in the Mishnah on the Meches on the base. Ein nosnim beitza mitzad ha-mecham b'shivel sheteskal gilgal v'lo yafkenu b'sidarm. The halacha is that one is not allowed to cook an egg next to a kettle, nor v'lo yafkenu b'sidarm, one is not allowed to open an egg on a hot handkerchief. Rashi says it was heated up by the sun. Reb Yossi matir. And Reb Yossi permits. We're going to see in our Gemara that there is a discussion whether told us hachama, if something is heated up through the sun, whether it is usur to cook through it. Min haTorah, the chiyuv of bishul is only if one cooks through heat that was produced by fire, and if it was cooked by the sun, in such a case there isn't an isur. According to Reb Yossi, it's even mutter. Not only is it not usur min haTorah, v'lo yatminenu b'chol, you're not allowed to insulate in the heat of sand, ubavak drachim b'shvil shetitzla. Rashi points out that according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that heating through told us hacham is mutter, l'chura this should be mutter as well, because it is also told us hachama, just like the sudar, and that the Gemara will ask later on. Misha continues 5 lines from the bottom. Ma'isa she'asu anshei Tveria ve'viu silon shel tzonei l'toch ama shel chamin. The people of Tveria brought a pipe of cold water to a pipe of hot water. The people of Tveria had run a hot water pipe and put a cold water pipe running through the hot water pipe. In other words, there was water that had been heated up by the springs of Tveria, and then they put, running through that pipe with hot water, they put cold water. Amalem chachamim in b'shabbos, if it was done Shabbos kichamin shochmu b'shabbos, it's like water that was heated up on Shabbos v'asur b'richitu b'shtia, and it's prohibited to use for washing and for drinking. In b'yomtiv, if it was done on yomtiv kichamin shochmu b'yomtiv, it's like water that was heated up on yomtiv v'asur b'richitza. Richitza is prohibited on yomtiv because on yomtiv you're allowed to do bishul. The Torah Kedosha tells us in Parshas Bo. However, that does not include washing, according to most opinions, but rather would allow for heating up water to drink. Now, the Mishnah was unclear, what's this prohibition of Gilgal to roast a egg? What is it? Is this an Issur D'oraisa or not? Iboilu, Gilgal Mai. What exactly is the nature of this Issur? Amar Rav Yosef Gilgal Chayiv Chatos. Roasting an egg is Chayiv Achatos. Amar Marbara Derveina Afanana Mitznina. We also learned this in a Mishnah, that it's a Dindor, right? So this Mishnah appears later on Kuf Mem Hei Amabez, as mentioned in the Mesoros HaShas. Kol Shebo B'chan L'fnei HaShabbos, Shoyrin Oysa B'chan B'Shabbos. Anything that had been heated up before Shabbos, you're allowed to heat up in hot water on Shabbos. The kol shel lo ba b'chamin lefnei Shabbos, madichin osa b'chamin min Shabbos, and anything that had not been heated up in hot water, you're still allowed to put into hot water if you're putting it into a situation where hot water is being rinsed on it. Madichin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos, chutz min amaliach yashin v'kul yas ha'spanin. Except for when it comes to Spanish mackerel and other types of fish, which are not edible until hot water is poured on them, shahadachasan zuhi gmar melachtam. Because pouring hot water on it is what completes this food, which is inedible. The Spanish mackerel was inedible until the hot water was poured on it. Shmamina. So what do we see from this case? That whenever you cook something with hot water, even if it's not the general classic way for the food to be cooked, then you're going to be chayiv. So too, when it comes to roasting an egg, in such a case, you're going to be chayiv on bishul, by exposing it to the heat, because that is a normal way for cooking an egg. Even though that would not be the normal way for cooking up, let's say, a soup, to put a bowl of soup next to a hot kettle, but nevertheless, when it comes to roasting an egg, and it's easier to roast an egg against a hot kettle than it is to cook a bowl of soup next to a hot kettle. Therefore, that's going to be an issur d'oraisa. So that's considered the derech and your chayiv. So too, when it comes to Spanish mackerel, the way to heat it up is with this form of feet. Then in such a case, one is chayiv. There is a great question that Tosas asks in Dibra Maskel Kol Shabo B'cham L'fnei HaShabbos, which we might discuss in the halacha section, and that is that the Gemara seems to be assuming that pouring something even from a kli rishon will not be chayiv unless it's the Spanish mackerel, which is a normal way to cook. What about if it's not the average way to cook it? It seems that irui, pouring, is not mevashel except when it comes to a Spanish mackerel. Do we paskin this way? Not necessarily. So Be'ezer Hashem, in our halacha section, we will try to get to the topic of Irui on Shabbos. Take a look at Tosas, Dibra Masel, Kol Shabbo B'cham. The Mishnah had told us, V'lo yafki enu b'sudarin, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to heat up the egg on top of a cloth that was heated up in the sun, while Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The crux of that machlokis we mentioned is what happens if one heats something up in Toldas Hachama. The Gemara points out the following problem. Seven lines from the top of Lamed Tesim and Alpha. Hadistan, Noisin, Tavshel, Soy Chabar. We learned in a mission later on in Kufman, Vav, and Bez, you're allowed to put a food inside a pit, Bishvil, Shiye, Shomer, in order that should be guarded. Vesamayim, Hayofim, Biron, Bishvil, Shiye, Tzanu. You're allowed to put good water in bad water, encased in two different things, in order that should cool down. And here's the part that we're interested. Veshatzonin bechama b'shvil sheichamu. You're allowed to put cold water in the sun in order that should heat up. Wait a second. Isn't that told us ha'or? Isn't that heating up, more precisely, isn't that heating up in the sun? Lema Rabbi Yossi. So that Mishnah seems to be only going according to Rabbi Yossi, because the Tanakhama had learned that it was Aser. V'loy Rabbanan. It doesn't follow the Rabbanan, who's the majority opinion of the Tanakhama. So Gemara answers, no. Amar of Nachman Bechama, when it's in the sun, Dekulamli Lo Pligi Deshari. Everybody agrees that heating in the sun is permissible. Betoldos ha'or, those objects that are heated up by a fire, and then heat up food, kuloy amaloy pligi da'osor, everybody agrees it's prohibited. Ki pligi betoldos ha'chama. The machloikis is, what happens if you have something that was heated up in the sun? Mar Savar Gazrin told us Achama Atu told us Ar. What man Omer holds that we have Xera of told us Achama Atu told us Ar. If a person is going to come to heat, is going to heat up in the sun, they'll come to heat up in fire as well, and that's the opinion of the Rabbanon. Umar Savar Lo Gazrin. Rabbi Yossi says that we do not make the Xera. However, everybody would agree that to heat up in the sun itself, no one's going to think is permissible to do that, as well as to heat up with fire itself. However, if it's been something that's been heated up by the sun, and it's not clear that it's been heated up by the sun, there someone will be confused between that, which is told us hachama, and told us ha'or. Of course, the assumption of our Gemara is that heating up in the sun, everybody agrees, is not asur. There is a big machlokes achronim which even exists today, and that is, what happens if a person heats up in a different manner that's not fire, but is also not the sun? Rav Moshe Feinstein was medayik from Rashi Dibur Maschil Deshari, that Rashi says, De'ein derech bishulo bekach. It's not the normal way to cook in the sun. And the nature of the p'tur over here is that it's not the derech to cook in the sun. But if it wouldn't become the derech, or when it comes to microwave, there you don't use fire, but nevertheless, it's the derech to cook that way. According to Moshe, that would be an Isur D'oraisa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed, and he held the only time that there is an Isur D'oraisa is with mamish fire. Gemara goes on, 10 lines into Lamed Tesa and Aleph, that the Mishnah told us, V'lo yatminenu b'chol, that you shouldn't insulate in the dirt which was heated up by the sun. The Gemara asks a great kasha. But earlier we had learned Rabbi Yossi is not Machmer and told us Achama. That was our previous Gemara. So then why did Rabbi Yossi not disagree over here? Because the dirt was heated up by the sun. Rabba Omar, Rabba explained, Gzeira Shemayatmin the Remetz. Rabba explains that even Rabbi Yossi agrees over here it's Asr because of a different reason. Here, even though it's not an Isur Bishul, the reason why it's prohibited to insulate in sand that was heated up is the sun, is because a person might come to insulate in coals. He's going to say, what's the difference between whether there's coals or whether there's sand? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi himself would also be Machmir, even though he's not concerned about Bishul. Rabbi Yossi found Rabbi Shemaz is offering him Koimoy. Rabbi Yossi says that the reason why it's prohibited is because he's making a hole. Says Gemara, my benayu, what's an afkamina between Rav Yosef and Rabba? Iko benayu offer tichuach. If you have ground that is pervious, in other words, it is not thick, it is thin, and objects sink inside easily, then in such a case, one would not be over the iser of making a hole, because you didn't make the hole, the object sank in by itself, but there still would be a problem of Gzera Shemayatmin Beremes. We pick up where the Gemara challenges the opinion of Rav Yosef, Mipnei Shemezes Ofar, with a Meisive, with a question. In the background you might hear the falling of rain in Eretz Yisrael. I'm waiting for a bus and recording this. Baruch Hashem, Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGoshem, Eretz Yisrael has received its first rain before Kislev. So as I record this under a roof, the Gemara continues. Meisive. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Megalgalim Beitza Al Gabi Roseach, Vein Megalgalim Beitza Al Sid Roseach. We learned that one is allowed to roast a egg on top of a hot roof, but he can't roast an egg above hot lime. If our fear is coals, in such a case, there's no fear if he's on a roof that he's going to find coals over there. Presumably, there are no coals there. Therefore, there's no chash gzeri shemiyat min beremetz, and that's why one would be allowed to insulate that way. But for the man d'omer who says that the earth is going to be moved from its place, ligozer, he should make the gzera, asks the Gemara. Because at the end of the day, what about the fear that the earth is going to be moved? Answers the Gemara, stam gag les bay offer. A regular roof does not have offer, and since a regular roof does not have offer, we're not going to make the gzera. The Gemara continues, Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Masa shasu anshei Tveria. There was a maisa with the men of Tveria. Veviu silon sheltzin, and quoting from our Mishnah on Lamechesim Abbeis, they brought a pipe of cold water, the soch ama shelchamin, into the larger pipe of hot water. Bishleim ma'anom egzeru shemiyatmin berebetz, hainu dedamila hatmana. The reason why the Chachamim prohibited it is because it resembled insulating with hot coals, hot water. Maybe someone might think with hot coals. El Amand Omer means Maz is Ephraim in Koma. But according to Amand Omer, that says that the fear is that they're going to be moving dirt from its appropriate place. Mike Kalamemar, what exactly is the Chash? Says the Gemara, Misa Avrit, Maisa Tveria Asefakoi, Areshakoi. You think the Maisa Tveria is responding to the first part of the Mishnah? Rashi explains that the Seifa is referring to the halachos that we had learned in the Mishnah of putting food into dirt and leading to insulating the food and getting hot through, told us, hachama. Is that what the issue is? Misavrit maisa tveria seifa koi? If that would be so, then your question would be a strong question, because what type of mazes offer is going on regards to the pipe of Teferia. However, says the Gemara, Aresha Koi, it's going on the Resha, Lo Yafku Enu Bisudarin, where the Tanakhama holds that it's prohibited to cook on the
told us Hachama, Rabbi Yossi matir, and Rabbi Yossi permitted. V'hachi karmelei Rabban Rabbi Yossi. This is what the Rabban said to Rabbi Yossi. Ha'mai sedan shei tveriyo, that told us Hachama, who v'asru the Rabbanon. There it's a case of told us Hachama, and yet the Rabbanon answered it. Amar lohu. Rabbi Yossi said back, no, that's not a raya. So first of all, before we go on and explain the back and forth of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon, the Mishnah then, when the Mishnah begins to talk about the case of Maisa Tveria, is going back to the Machlokis of told us Hachama. To which they said, no, Rabbi Yossi said, no. Amar lohu, he said to him, who told us Aru? No, the reason why Maisa Tveria is Aser is because it passes by a source of heat. The Cholfi Apischa de Gehenem, that the water actually passes through the opening of Gehenem, that in the hot springs of Tveria are heated by the Pesach of Gehenem. Gemara continues on the bottom of Lamentesam and Alfam of Chizdom, Mimaisa Sha'asu Anshe Tveria, Va'asru L'Rabbanon, from the story of the Anshe Tveria, and the prohibition that the Rabbanon had said, Batla, the Chachamim nullified, in other words, did not allow Hatmana b'davra ha-moisif hevel. We see that they did not allow someone to do Hatmana with something that is going to add heat, v'afil mebod yom, even when it's day. In the case of the Anshei Tveria, there was a pipe that was brought during Friday. It wasn't done on Shabbos, so there was no action that was done. So what was the prohibition of the Anshei Tveria? They did Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, Bedavar Hamosif Heva. And therefore, we see from the fact that the Anshei Tveria prohibited, that it is prohibited as well, were prohibited from doing it, we see from us as well, for us as well, that would be prohibited. Amar Ula Halach Kanshei Tveria. Ula disagrees and says we could still do like the Anshei Tveria had done. Amar Le Rav Nachman, for Tavrinu Anshei Tveria Lusula Nayu. We see that the custom was accepted to prohibit it because Anshei Tveria, after they heard that it was prohibited, they broke their pipe that was bringing the cold water into the hatmana of the hot water. We said in our Mishnah, Maisei Shasu Anshei Tveria, the story, and that Rechitza would be prohibited on Yom Tov with that hot water. My Rechitza, as well as, of course, on Shabbos, asks the Gemara, what is Rechitza? Ilem Rechitza's Kol Gufo, if we're talking about someone who's washing his entire body, Elachamin Sheuchmu B'Shabbos Huda Asurin. It would seem to indicate from our Gemara that the problem was that the water was heated up on Shabbos, but, and therefore it's prohibited to derive benefit. But if the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, it would be acceptable. V'atanya, didn't we learn in Braisa, Chamin Shochman b'Erev Shabbos, if there's hot water that's heated up on Erev Shabbos, it's mashma that something that was heated up on Erev Shabbos would be acceptable. Acham shochum b'Erev Shabbos mutarim. V'atanya, didn't we learn in a brayse? Acham shochum b'Erev Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. L'macha roiches ben panav yodav raglov. Avalo kol gufo. One is not allowed to wash one's whole body. The prohibition of rechitza is a gzeira midrabanan that we're afraid that people will come to heat water up on Shabbos itself. And that's clear that it doesn't make a difference whether the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Answers the Gemara. Elapana v'raglov. Rather, chidush is that on Shabbos you're not going to be able to derive benefit if the water was heated up on Shabbos, even for your hands, feet, and face. Ask the Gemara, ima sefer, what's the sefer talking about? B'yomtif, in regards to yomtif, yechamin shuchmu b'yomtif, if one heated up from the Chamei Tveria, then it's considered as if it was water that was heated up on Yom Tov. Asurim b'rechitza mutar mishtia. Lema tanan stamach bei shamai. That would seem to indicate that we're following bei shamai. Stamach bei shamai am lo yechem adam chamim l'raglov elm ke ru'i l'shtia u'beisal matirin. That bei shamai says that water can't be heated up solely for the purposes of Rechitza, because Beis Shammai holds that the heter of Ochel Nefesh does not apply for
panav yadav viraglav. Beis Hillel says that that would be included in ochal nefesh. Now, our Mishnah had said that on Yom Tov, rechitz is prohibited. And we just got through saying, a couple lines above, that the Mishnah must be talking about water that's heated up panav yadav raglav. If that's so, then when the Mishnah prohibits for Yom Tov, even panav yadav raglav, that would only make sense according to Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara in the last narrow line, Amar Vika bar Chananya lishtatip ben kol gufa askina. No, we're talking about full bathing. And that's why the Mishnah says it's prohibited, even if it was heated up just for that, on Yom Tov. Aye, then why is it that the Mishnah seems to indicate that the problem is only on water that was heated up on Shabbos and not water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos? V'hai tanu, and it's following this tanu. The sanya we learned in the Breitzel, Yishtatef Adam, Kol Gufay Bein Mecham and Bein Mitzayin Devar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir prohibits a person to wash both in hot and cold water. Rebbe Shimon Matir. Rebbe Shimon is Matir, even hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Becham and Aser Bitzonin Mutar. Rebbe Yehuda says that hot water is prohibited. So even though we've been assuming that the halacha is that one is not allowed to wash in hot water because you might come to heat up the hot water on Shabbos, that is not absolute according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon claims the hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos is going to be acceptable. And that could be the position, claims the Gemara, of our Mishnah. And that is when our Mishnah said that rechitza is prohibited, so then in such a case, our Mishnah was saying, as the Gemara had suggested right off the bat, was only Cham and Shulchmu b'Shabbos, but Cham and Shulchmu b'Erev Shabbos would be permissible. Amar of Chizna, Machloikis b'Kli. The whole discussion that we have in terms of prohibiting water that was heated up for bathing is only water that was heated up in a utensil. Aval b'Karka, it was heated up in the ground. If it was heated up in a ambati, Rashi says, that was in the ground, in such a case, the halacha is mutter. It's permissible. Asamarva, maisa anshe tveria b'karka havasra l'rabban. But the rabbanon were critical of anshe tveria, even though it was in the ground. Eli itmar hachi itmar. Machloikis b'karka. This that we had a machloikis, for example, we had different shitas tanoim above, is only b'karka avol b'kli, divrei kol aser. If it's a utensil, everybody holds it's prohibited. Amar Rava bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechon, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We follow, unlike what was suggested above, that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon, we follow Rabbi Yehuda that says, b'chamin is aser, b'tzonein is mutter. Amar Rav Yosef, b'ferish shmielcha, or b'chlal shmielcha. Did you hear this beferish that the halacha is this way, or did you infer it? My klala, what is the klala? Amar of Tanchan, Amar of Yechon, Amar Bianai, Amar Rav, kol makom shatamotzi shnayim, chalukin va'echad machriya, halacha kedivrei machriya. Then general, when you have a machlokis, then you follow like the compromising position. Chutz with one exemption, Mikule Matlunios, Sha'afal Bishu Rabbi Lazar Machmir, Rabbi Yeshua Michael, Rabbi Akiva Machria, Ein Halacha Kedivri HaMachria. There's one case where we don't paskin like the compromised position, and that is Kule Matlunios, that's found in the Sugyan Chavtes Amid Aleph, of a garment which is less than 3x3 Tfachim, and it is used as a stopper, whether it's Mekabel Tuma, Ayin Shum, that there we don't follow the compromise position of Rebbe Akiva. If it was prepared for such use, it's Tameh, and otherwise it's Tahar. Number one, says the Gemara, Rebbe Akiva Talmudu, because Rebbe Akiva was a Talmud, you don't pass like the Talmud in the face of the Rebbe. Va'od, Hahadabe Rebbe Akiva, Gabdi Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Akiva was chozer to the position of Rabbi Yoshua, who was Mekil. So, therefore, the klal that you could use over here is like the Machria would follow in this place as well, to follow Rabbi Yehuda, who is the middle position in between Rabbi Meir, who's the most lenient, versus the Tanakama, who's most stringent when it comes to Lo Yishtatef Adam, Kol Gufo Bein Bechamin, Bein Mitzanin. That would be the klal. But v'i bechlal amai, maybe even if it's a klal, you cannot use this because dil mahani milu masnisin. Avol bebraisa lo. But if we learn it in a braisa, says the Gemara, three lines on top of mem amid aleph, maybe we don't have the rule halacha kedivrei machriya. Amar lei, to which Rabba Bar Chana responded to Rav Yosef, Ana beferish shemili. I beferish heard that the halacha is like the middle position of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore I wasn't following the rule of halacha kedivrei machriya. This Beis Hashem concludes the Gemara and Pshat on Daf Lamites, and Bezer Hashem, we now go to the Halacha section. Bezer Hashem, our Halacha section from Daf Lamites is a basic overview of the Halachos of Irui on Shabbos, pouring hot water on Shabbos. From the simple reading of our Gemara Lamites Amin Aleph, it would seem that Irui, pouring on Shabbos, is of hot water from a Kli Rishon. Everybody is familiar with the idea that on Shabbos, a Kli Rishon is Mevashel. A Kli Sheni in general is not Mevashel. Beis Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss some exceptions to that rule. What happens if someone pours from a Kli Rishon itself? Simple reading, Gemara Lamites Amid Aleph, is that it's acceptable. Because the Gemara, five lines on the top, says that if you have a Spanish mackerel, a kulyas hasfanin, that has had hot water poured on top of it. There, specifically, when it comes to this type of fish, because the way in which it's finally prepared is hot water is poured on top of it, the halach is that you're going to be chayim. However, the simple reading of the Gemara is that it is contrasting this type of fish to all other foods, which would seem to indicate that when it comes to all other foods, Irui is not Mevashel. Asks Tosfos, but that only works with the position of the Rash Mishans, which is referred to in the Bala Tels and the Rajba, which should not be confused with the Rajba, the Chidushe Rajba, who was from Spain. The Bala Tels, of course, were from Germany and France. However, asks Tosfos, Nibra Masal Kol Shaba, eight lines in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says if one pours from a Kli Rishon, it's considered like the Kli Rishon itself, how are you going to learn our Gemara? So Rabbeinu Tam needs to say the following chidush in our Gemara. He has to suggest that our sugi was talking about someone who poured from a Kli Sheni. But if a person poured from a Kli Rishon, the halacha would be that it would be chayiv and absolutely prohibited, even min haTorah on Shabbos. This applies itself in many instances. For example, an individual wants to make tea on Shabbos. Now, there are many components in the halachos of making tea, but let's talk about one of them. Again, we're not going to come to the halacha l'maisa conclusion about tea. We're going to talk about the halacha l'maisa conclusion in regards to pouring. That is, if a person takes a kettle, which is a Kli Rishon, even if it came Me Al Ha'esh, that he took, it's no longer on the fire. Nevertheless, a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, and he pours it onto the tea leaves if, and of course this is a big if, the tea leaves are susceptible to Bishul, which we'll discuss one day down the line. If they are susceptible to Bishul, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would constitute an Isur D'Oraisa. Again, I want to emphasize the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The simple reading of our Gemara is that the Irui is going to be acceptable. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's an Isur D'Oraisa. This position of Rabbeinu Tam is followed in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud, the Mechaber Paskins, also Litein Tavlin B'Ka'ara, it's prohibited to put spices. Now, there's a discussion in the Gemara, which type of spices are mevashel, which type of spices are not, which is not our discussion right now. Let's just talk about a food that is susceptible to bishul. Then it's prohibited, ula oros aleim kli rishon, to pour from a kli rishon. When I learned these halachos from Rav Nemensal, he discussed the following question. In fact, he stopped a lot of time on these halachos. He spent a lot of time on a question that he asks in the Biyitzchak Yikare on this halacha, which I'm not going to discuss. But he asked the famous question that all the poskim struggle with, and that is the Gemara in Chulin tells us that if we have hot, something hot and something cold, or two things that come in conflict with each other during pouring, we say tata'a gevar, that the lower one is stronger. There's a discussion in the Gemara whether ila'a gevar or tata'a gevar. And Rav Neman Sal asked, like many poskim ask, why is it that we, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's mevashel, and we paskin, it's mevashel for kedei klipa. What about the rule of tata'a gevar, that the lower one is stronger? And he suggested that it could very well be that tata'a gevar is only used in the context of where both are the same level of heat. But if one of them is hotter than the other, if the water that's being poured from on top is hot and the tea leaves below are cold, then in such a case we do not say tata'a gevar, and therefore irui is mevashel kedei klip. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Ayin Dalid, over there in Shin Yud Ches, that this prohibition, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that irui is mevashel kedei klipa, that it has the effect to be mevashel at least up until the first layer, only applies if lo nifsak hakiluach, if the stream has not been broken from the Kli Rishon. But if the stream has been broken, it has stopped, so then in such a case, that is called lo nifsak hakiluach, and in such an instance, nifsak hakiluach, the stream has been broken, and in such an instance, irui, according to Mishnah Berurah, is not mevashel. So we paskin that the halacha is you're not allowed to pour directly hot water onto a food that would be subject to bishul. If, however, it was nifsak hakiluach, then in such a case, it's going to be prohibited, and to the point that bidieved, if it was done intentionally on Shabbos, one would not be allowed to derive benefit from it, which raises the question of if someone poured hot water directly onto a tea, it could very well be that one would not be able to derive benefit from it. It's interesting to note, one final point, Rav Neman Sal did ask, why is it that in the case of Bidyeved, we cannot rely on the positions that we saw in Tosos of Rajba, that Iroi is not Mevashel, that if there is a lenient opinion, in such a case, one can say that Bidyeved, then the food is not prohibited, as outlined in the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Ches. And on this question, Rav Neman Sal spent a lot of time without coming to a full conclusion. This Be'ezer Hashem is our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Tes, the prohibition of Irui Mikli Rishon, that Irui is Mevashel up until a Klipa, and one should be careful not to pour from a Kli Rishon, despite the other positions of the Balei Tosas. This concludes the halacha from Daf Lamed Tes.